Miller. All right, I call this meeting of the AU Student President's Cabinet to order on September 3rd, 2025 at 4:33 p.m. in the Frankie Sudo Papa President's Conference Room. And so now I'll go take roll. President Ogbot, present. Vice President McNamara, is he on Zoom? DEA Dietrich?
Present.
DEO Texan?
Present.
Director Oster?
Present.
Director Navarte?
Present.
Director Hess, absence excused. Director Krentz, absence excused. Director Sullivan? Might take her a second.
Drive present.
Okay, yeah, there we go, present. And then Director Hohen is absence unexcused, but she has a proxy today. AD Sosa, and then Director Taylor?
Present.
Director Lee?
Present.
All right, and then so we have quorum. And then now, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada of Reno is situated in the traditional homelands of the Numu, Washio, Washi, Nuwu peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples. We recognize our deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn their territory. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay, and then so now we'll just read and approve the minutes. So I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes for the following meetings: May 22nd, 2025 at 4 p.m., July 8th, 2025 at 6 p.m., and August 7th, 2025 at 9 p.m.
I second.
Oh, wait.
Can I get a move? Yeah, all right. So moved by Director Taylor. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Director Navarte. All those, do we have to say all those in favor because it was an unanimous consent? No? Okay, so we're good to go. All righty. So with that, the minutes are now approved, and then we'll move into officer reports. And so everyone, please just give us the reports that you have and the details that you need to give them to. Hi, Mac.
How's it going?
Nice flip flops.
All right.
Yeah. But so please just give your reports, just because it's going to be like by next week, it's going to be 3 weeks worth of no reports. And then, so we just haven't heard each other for a while. So we'll just go through with that. I'll kind of finish this off because I'm just going to be talking about a couple of details that we need to be able to discuss so you guys are ready for the next couple of weeks. But then we'll just go down in the order of how I called roll. So, DEA Dietrich.
Oh, okay. So we're starting with me? Sorry. Yeah, I'm good. Okay. Be off the dome. Yes, I'm saying that on the record. I guess we'll start with the internship program. Everything's going well. However, we are honestly kind of behind on applications, and to be honest, that's because of Welcome Week and it being rescheduled. We usually see like a huge spike, and we're starting to see it now, but it's not as big as I would like. It's not a substantial gap from where we were last year, but it's now like a solid 10 behind. So it's not terrible, but I definitely need help having that pushed. I also don't think actually our officers are pushing it as hard as it was last year, because I don't know what the spirit of it was last year, but I think we just had a lot of officers who were like very, very, let's say, aggressively pushing it in a good way, but I don't know if that's exactly happening, and so we're kind of missing some of that momentum. Other than that, it's been definitely some administrative things. So working to make sure the last of the aliases are updated, the last of the listserv is updated, making sure things are where they're supposed to be. If you are having any technical difficulties or things like that, please let me know and we can help get it figured out together. Other than that, I've been having meetings with some of you, obviously, to help work out certain things. Maybe it's refreshing when it comes to agendizing or Robert's rules or running your own public meetings. So I've been very grateful to be able to do that with you guys. Soon, I'm going to be working on, once we get through this week, I'm going to be starting actually planning internship orientation. We currently have 18 ASUN interns for clubs and orgs in programming. So they both took full loads of interns, which is super exciting. So we do currently have 18 interns in the association. So very excited to be able to welcome them. And then the rest is being able to plan things like internship interviews, which will happen over the week of, it's like the third and fourth week. It's like half and half. Third and fourth week of September this year. So pretty much immediately following recruitment. So, excited about that. There is definitely a couple other things that I'm totally blanking. Other than that, I'm serving on liaison for 3 different committees right now, but to be honest, I don't want to butcher the names of all of them because I'm going to scramble them. However, there's that, so I can provide more information on those. Excited to be a part of those. And once again, there's definitely more things, but that is the substantial stuff that would pertain to all of you guys. Wait, last one. Sorry. This will be a discussion for later, but President Onglebot and I are looking at actually not doing ASUN name tags this year for the simple reason that we do believe they are a colossal waste of money and they do not get worn. And we've had to change vendors, meaning that the vendor we have to use to order name tags is now $10 per name tag. If we order one for every single new officer, it will cost quite literally hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So we were looking at doing maybe a whiteboard write-in option to still have a name tag option, but to be honest, we don't really wear them as ASUN officers very much. So putting that out there, there is more, but that's what I got for this moment.
Yeah. Director Taylor, for the record, 2 questions. One, can we have an update on the polos? Just because some of my department members, actually all my department members do not have one, and I just was wondering, like,
tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. And then second question, can you just remind me when the internship application closes?
Closes September 19th. It's an extended deadline for first gen center students and honors college students.
Thank you.
All right, any more questions for Director Dietrich?
Sorry. So this shirt, the ASUN shirt, will come tomorrow?
Yes. They were supposed to come last week, but the vendor we use, Club Colors, is actually located in Illinois.
Oh.
And they had weather issues just like us, so it delayed pretty much everything by about a week. So
it's like tornadoes or something.
Yeah, literally tornado warnings. And I guess legally, like, when things are a certain risk, they can't ship out. So that happened last year too, actually. So they're actually supposed to arrive tomorrow in the CSE.
When are you guys distributing?
It kind of depends. We need to have a structured way of distributing it. I don't know if it's just like giving it to the directors and then letting you guys handle it. The bigger issue we had last year was the fact that, unfortunately, too many people have the office to have the code to PresCab and would just go in and take what they needed, and it messes up the inventory numbers. So what I'm hoping to do is come in and then separate all of them, or at least tell you guys, here's what the people in your office ordered, so you can come and grab those and please only distribute, but please discourage any of your staff from just going in and grabbing anything. So,
Director Texan, for the record, kind of an add-on to that, if you guys are in absolute urgent need of polos and we don't have them like organized yet, just let one of us know so we can keep like track of it. Because I know you have Northern Nevada.
Yes,
yeah,
she's thinking.
That's
yeah,
store.
I can see it.
Okay. So yeah, we have some extra ones from the past couple years. We can see if we have sizes that we need, but I can't make any promises because I know we are really low in like smalls, like mediums for like women's cut and like standard men's.
Yeah. Okay. Any more questions? Alrighty, and then DO Texan.
Perfect. I hope you guys had a good first week of school, and now we have a welcome week going on. Hopefully we'll put down. It's going to be good and fun
it's
tonight.
It's going to be super good because it's raining tonight.
Yes.
We're knocking that
window. Makeup Retreat, as I've been sending messages and annoying everyone in their inboxes. Makeup Retreat is September 20th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the President's Conference Room. Then we're going to have lunch from the Joe just like downstairs. So if any officers have to do Makeup Retreat, we'll do it that way. For people that cannot attend Makeup Retreat, I'm going to be sending all the presentations to them and then have them in like a little quiz. That's just how we're going to compensate for it because I still want them to get that knowledge. But also it's like, if they can't make it, they can't make it. And I don't want to like hold that over their head. Also, please get your presentations for that. And you can keep the same activity as long as it can be done in a conference room. That'd be perfect. And then also with that, whichever officer is presenting to for Makeup Retreat, just let me know that too so I can add that into the schedule. I know some directors should be able to, but I've heard from others being like, oh, I'm not going to make it. This person's subbing in for me. Just let me know. I'm submitting the work order for makeup headshots to be the week of the 15th to the 19th, so in 2 weeks, or the week after. I'll send out info to all the officers once I get that finalized. I'm submitting that today after this meeting, so that should be perfect. Also, just helping, I just helped with homecoming, like, parade preparation stuff, and then assisted with running the rules anyway VP McNamara needs me to. But yeah, it's basically just been makeup retreat and kind of just making sure I'm there for anything. Director Lee.
Director Lee, for the record, when do you want those presentations turned?
The 17th at 5 p.m. Just so it gives us around 2 to 3 day little buffer, so if anything happens, you guys can update it and just let me know.
All right, and then any more questions? And then Director Oster.
Okay, so I just remember working with, just dealing with the Senate thing and getting agendas in on time. It's not just the Senate that's kind of been a problem, it's just been like, a lot of people are not understanding the 3 day rule. Like, I had someone today who was trying to meet on Monday text me and go, do I have to get it in by the end of the day or tomorrow at 11? And I'm like, well, you're actually already passed. You can't have your thing, you can't have your meeting on Monday. So I'm just gonna talk at Senate about that. I was thinking about maybe just like making kind of like a sheet where it's like, you have your meeting on Monday and you get in your thing right here and just sending it out, because I just, that's like, a lot of people are just not understanding that, even though it's, if you look into it, it's not too complicated, but people are kind of all over the place that understand that. So I'm just gonna look into making that sheet and just sending it out to everyone. So maybe just posting it too around here so people can know exactly when they have to get in their stuff.
Any questions?
Okay. The
cable
is already a cheat sheet and it's on the ASUN website.
Okay, so.
It's right underneath the Constitution, I think, or the SAS. But seriously, there's a tremendous amount of resources, and that one's the clearest. It literally says it must be posted 3 working days, not including day of meeting.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a 2-pager. You can just, and it's a checklist. They can go down the checklist.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just send that out. Okay. Just so.
All right. Any more questions? And then Director Barton.
Hi guys. Hope you guys are doing just fine this semester. I know it's been 2 weeks and it's been hectic. But we'll do great. I have been organizing the Northern Nevada Pride coming up this Saturday, September 6th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. I've also been collaborating with Jules in regards to Pride flyers, and we will be inviting students to come to the parade during the fall club fair. And I'm also planning on emailing all of you guys today or tomorrow for that, to come join us in the parade. I know that it coincides with the football game, but just letting you guys know the Pride Parade will be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., so whenever you guys can come, it would be great. Additionally, I have been working on the IDEA grant, and I did meet with Director Lee for a possible collaborations across all departments in regards to making a fair or like a showcase. I know some of you guys have like grants and stuff, so that would be a cool little project for all of us to collaborate. So it's just like a kind of like a fair. I don't know if you guys remember, like in middle school, you guys have like a science fair. Yeah, so this is kind of like a showcase for all like grants participants that you guys have in your department. And I'll email you guys more details. And then I just had a meeting with the counseling services today with the suicidal prevention tabling that we will have next week. Me and my department have been trying our best to organize our September events in advance, including the Pride Parade, suicidal prevention tabling. We also have the Constitution Day, International Day of Peace, and World Tourism Day. So a lot of events this September, but I'll definitely keep you guys updated on that. Do you guys have any questions for me? Not even the showcase, I'm not kidding. I'm really excited, you guys, but yeah.
I'm directly for the record. When was that showcase?
Thinking about it. I still have to like email everyone, and then we all just decide like a date as a team, and
we'll go on from there. But, yeah, please be patient with me.
No, you're
I'm kind of stressed about this parade because it is my first year becoming a director of IDEA, so I don't really have experience on like how the parade went last year. So just be patient.
And then Director Navarte, I'm going to press an on point for the record. Can you just say it once again? What if people are going to go participate in the parade, what time should they be there and where?
So the actual parade, it lasts for 2 hours. I'm so sorry. But it starts from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. And then the festival itself is from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. So if you guys want to see the parade and see us walk and drive the van, which is going to be a cool van, please come to the parade at 10, or I'm so tired today. The pride at 10 a.m. I would say 10 a.m. But I'll definitely send out some emails for more information in regards to like locations and time. And
And Director Sullivan.
Director Sullivan, for the record. Over the past few weeks, I've been working on last minute communication. So I worked on the promotion of the Nelly Concert Partnership with President Abdullah. I worked on the post about Welcome Week being rescheduled and moved, and literally just like any communications regarding that. And then I've been in contact with Nevada Athletics about the promotion of the upcoming football games. So really just like they send me flyers and then I post them in bulletin boards around campus. But I've also been working with BP McNamara about some possible partnerships with upcoming concerts. And then really quick, I just wanted to say like, regarding the ASUN logo, if we are partnering with another organization, even if they're like something on campus, the ASUN logo should be on all materials. So if you're partnering with athletics and we're bringing like a case of water, our logo needs to be on their marketing materials because we're providing something and we deserve to have the proper recognition for it. So even if it's like transportation, food, beverages, if you're bringing like a blanket for people to sit on, if ASUN is going to be there or any sort of thing about it, our logo will be on their marketing materials. And if they don't want to put it on the marketing materials, then let me know. And then I really just want to check in regarding marketing because I personally don't really think it's been too smoothly, especially collaboration with Inkblot. So I kind of just wanted to open up a discussion and check in.
So if we're creating like if we're doing our own marketing, that's stickers or like I like making button pins, would you prefer the ASUN logo to be on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Director Sullivan, for the record, if we're gonna hand them out, and once again it's like in relation to ASUN, our logo should be on it. And then if you're going to put the logo on something, I trust all of you, but please just like check in with me so that I can make sure it's
Director Taylor, for the record, if we're, say, making our own marketing and not going through an Inkblot, but we have to send it to you for like revisions, mm-hmm. How far in advance is like your cutoff for us to get that to you?
Director Sullivan, for the record, I would prefer a week, but really there's like some dynamics and stuff going on, so I mean, as long as it's like 3 days, but then just let me know, just text me via Teams, and then if I don't apply, you can text my phone number.
Any more questions? Director Taylor.
Okay. Director Taylor, for the record. Hello, everyone. My report is bullet points, so I'm going to try and expand, but not too much. I met with my assistant director, Hatch, about our internship program coming from being an assistant director. I think we're both very, very excited about our internship program this upcoming year, and we just went through her syllabus and kind of talked about, like, when I was an intern, like how I felt and
you know, how she felt my mentorship was towards her as an intern and what she wished she got out of the program more, and adding that back into our syllabus and trying to teach our interns more. So very excited to promote that. I'll be on that promotion now that DA Dietrich has told us. I have also met with my projects director and AD Hatch again about our event week. It was supposed to be this week. That was my ambitious planning. If you look at my application materials, I said my event week would be in September. And so I was very, like I said, ambitious, setting a quicker date than what I initially planned for, especially with a new projects director coming in, not off of that initial off the bat hiring. We rescheduled it to September 22nd through the 26th. This is on the President's Cabinet shared calendar, so everyone can see it as well. We have three events planned by ourselves, and then one we are hoping to collaborate with the Office of Government and Community Engagement here on campus. We're really excited about this. I think it's going to be a really good way for us to kind of build some rapport with students and building that trust when it comes to trying to further data collection later in the year to take to the ledge next year. I also have been in contact with the Washoe County Voter Registrar's Office to get my office trained to register people to vote. It's a little difficult just because we are all students who work and have a really busy schedule, but I'm really hoping that we get a time slot with them before our event week so that we can actually register people to vote. We're also planning an event on Voter Registration Day, which sounds kind of self-explanatory. It's supposed to be voter registration if we get in time. And then I've also met today with President Aglubat. The Board of Regents meeting is coming up next week, September 11th through 12th at Great Basin College in Elko. We have four people going. I am not, but AD Hatch will be going as my proxy. Should you guys want to know anything that goes on there, please feel free to like ask as many questions as you guys want to. I know Board of Regents sometimes can be like really hard to understand if you are initially put into that arena and made to understand it. But we want you guys to like know what goes on there. It's really critical, not just to my department. It is critical to not even just this association, but NCHE as a whole. And it's really important that everybody kind of knows what goes on there. So when President Aglubat reports on it or myself, please just, you know, pay attention to what goes on there. We have some cool things coming up from UNR, and I'm really excited to see what happens with it. And then I also met with Senator Issa and Senator Kaylee, I'm blanking on her last name, Senator for the College of Social Work, about future collaborations with the Department of Government Affairs and the Committee of Democratic and Civic Engagement. Our department and their committee are very similar and we have the same mission, but how we get to that mission is different as we are more of externally facing and they are internally facing. And we talked a lot about future collaboration, not only with just R2, but IDEA as well can play a really big part of that, not just the department, but again, the committee, on finding ways for us to collaborate, not just with events, but to actually getting students to local Sparks Council meetings, Reno City Council meetings, because they play a really, really big part in our campus community, and a lot of our students are residents of those communities and cities. And overall, just kind of what government affairs is doing and how the Senate can support us through our kind of like brother-sister committee. I think that's going to be a really good way for us to kind of start bridging a little bit of that gap. And then we also talked about some SAS reform that we would like to see for government affairs in the future, not just the actual department, but also AD Hatch has expressed interest in the internship revision. So that's also a project that we have now started putting into motion. But I know that was a little bit of a mouthful. So if you have any questions, please let me know.
Any questions? And then Director Lee.
Hi, everybody, directly for the record. Just also off the dome. So today we've had our first tabling. I'm a sucker for sustainability. We're hoping to kind of make that just something that we do, you know, just letting students know sustainability exists in what we're doing. Some of the things that we focused on were telling people about the internship as well as our grant opportunity and our future farmers markets and community cleanups. Our first cleanup will be September 20th, and our first farmers market will be September 26th. What we're ideally trying to do is have our cleanups the first Saturday of the month, and then the farmers markets the last Friday of every month. So in that meantime, my assistant director has been communicating with Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful, who we're partnering with for the Adopt a Spot program, as well as just emailing the community members that we'd like to have on campus, share their goods and their business with the students, just trying to integrate the community with the students as well. In addition to this, we've been kind of creating a more structured thing for our internship, really going off on my assistant director, who was my previous intern, taking a lot of her feedback, creating a syllabus for that. We're just trying to push a lot of the things that we're already doing.
Great. Any questions? And then VP McNamara.
All right, so I'll jump all the way back. Thank you guys so much for all your help over summer with all the new student initiative stuff, whether that was orientation or block party, all of it. That was definitely a lot going on in a time where I can speak for my eye, I was busy, so thank you guys for all your help in regards to that. Another big one is Running of the Wolves, so I've been attending a lot of these meetings. We're getting geared up for it. ACUN's going to be providing pizza, water, and popsicles. That's going to be this Saturday. And volunteers is the biggest thing I can ask for from you guys, whether if you're available or just pushing it out to your departments. I'm only looking for about 5 to just hand out pizza or the opportunities there if you want to lead the run onto the field. I don't trust myself. I'm still recovering from an ACL injury, so I'm going to sit that one out, but that opportunity is open to any of you guys. We've been marketing for that. Wolf's Den video should be coming up tomorrow as a collaboration, and then a listserv on Friday. Family weekend feels far away, but it's not as far as it should be. October 9th, we're going to be hosting a trivia game Thursday at Pack Place, and I'm still kind of spitballing and jumping around in my head on what I want to do for that, because we could hire a trivia person, but I really don't think people want to be asked random questions about a movie they've never seen. So I'm almost thinking something to where we hire a DJ and then me personally do the trivia so we can make it UNR focused and something more applicable. But that's a ways out. More updates to come on that. PAC Funded Business Program, lots of movement. Some fun opportunities with different districts, whether that's the Riverwalk District or the city of Reno itself. Getting in contact there and starting to make some movement, and then people have actually been reaching out to us too, so just off the top of my head, Axe Bar, Birdies, Need to Speed, all these places are reaching out, so kind of get moving on that and get them up on the website and start pushing them out. Most of them already offer student discounts, and then the feasibility of Axe Bar and Birdies, I'm still trying to figure out how that would work, but some interesting opportunities there. Lots of meetings with Wolf's Den and then Faculty Senate. The first one was last Friday, right? And honestly, there was a lot going on, but they really just laid out their kind of goals for their session. But those will continue to be coming. Any questions?
All right, and then I'll give my report, President Ogbot, for the record. Just since this is super long, I know I told all of you guys to go give your in-depth report. I'll save for Wednesday, because actually I have a lot to go give you guys. That's not even just what we've been doing the past couple weeks. But then these are just general notes for members of the cabinet that are specifically pertinent to members of the cabinet. And I'm just going to look around the room and look for some head nods. From now on, cabinet meetings are going to be every other week on Tuesdays at 6:15. Yeah, I saw Ethan say no. It's 6:15. Yeah, I moved it 15 minutes so you can make your way out to campus. All right, now.
I am the one, Director Taylor, for the record, I am the one to meet said I was not available 6 to 7. I have a...
On Tuesdays?
On Tuesdays, okay. Yeah.
All right, Director Sullivan?
No, I can't make that either, sorry. I have to start working.
Okay, so we're going to have to figure out a different date, and so my expectation is that every single person needs to fill out the one to meet. Yeah, because we've been playing some games when it comes to trying to figure out who, and then trying to figure out who's been filling out the one to meet as well. So, yeah, because that was the one time where everyone was supposed to be available, and so we're going to have to go figure out another time. What about Tuesdays at 7? That's an early one.
I can do, Director Taylor, for the record, I can do, like, I have a meeting at 6 to 7, so, like,
six
I could
seven.
Be a little bit later, but...
I've dropped it.
Okay. So we will have to go figure it out. It might have to be Tuesdays at 8 a.m. Well, okay.
I
If you're not shaking your head yes or no and it's like flat, then I interpret it as a yes. Okay. Like
I said class at 9 on Tuesday.
That's okay. We can make it work. We can swing that. Yeah. So Tuesdays at 8 a.m. Oh, yay. Okay, I will go text the people who are not here. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I will go send out another one to me. And then, so please just make sure to figure it out. But yes, so please make sure to go respond to these one to me's. So, yeah, yes.
Will this, for the record, is it still going to be the every other week?
Should be, yes.
Starting?
2 weeks from now. Yeah, I was gonna do one next week, and I'm just like, I feel like we're covering pretty much everything right now, and then there's like gonna be sent to me the day after, and then so I'll just be going over a couple things that will be pertinent to that, but then starting 2 weeks from now. But please, when I send out that one to me, just try to fill it out as best as you can, and even if you're just like, oh, like I'd rather not meet at 7, okay, then would you rather meet at 8 a.m.? So it's like kind of just be very honest about that. So I'll send it out, and we just need to get in the flow of things. So when we have that next meeting 2 weeks from now, I'm going to be really going into depth about the cabinet expectations that we talked about during cabinet retreat. I just want to reaffirm some new things and go over them in depth, or just reaffirm the things I feel like we're doing really well and some things that I feel like could definitely improve in terms of our cabinet dynamics, in terms of the way that we choose to communicate or choose to operate with certain things. And so that's what we're going to be reaffirming 2 weeks from now. And so please keep that in mind. If you have to, review that cabinet handbook once again and try to maybe see areas where we could work on some sort of reconciliation, or areas that are very strong and that you want to potentially share what's worked for you with the other cabinet members. But I think it's really just important for us to get on the same page now that summer's over. All of these expectations are very hard, and we all committed to them. And so it's like we need to, not exactly hard, but all I'm saying is that they're going to be strict expectations because we agreed to them. And then so please volunteer for the rest of the event. So of course we have Wolf It Down. I think almost every single person in this room plans to go to Wolf It Down tonight. Please just remind your staff members too, because I know that a lot of people's like assistant directors and subsidiary staff members are also planning to go there too. And so just encourage them. Remember the times that you signed up for, don't come late and don't leave early, because that really just disrupts the flow of things. And so everyone just needs to be the best steward and the best helper that they can be to the department programming. And then, yes, Director Taylor.
Director Taylor, for the record, just if you haven't worked Wolf It Down before and you are a female, please bring hair ties.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we have them and sometimes we don't. And just, like, be prepared for that. And also, if you have long nails, also, just, like,
maybe. You'll have gloves, too. They have
gloves. Yeah, they have gloves, but.
Why are you looking right now?
Okay. Director Jackson.
I'll bring a pack of hair ties.
Oh, okay.
All right, awesome. Oh, I also brought ponchos too, but knock on wood. But nothing's happening tonight, but I brought ponchos. I was wearing a poncho yesterday to Undy Run. It was quite an experience. But with that said, we'll be reviewing those cabinet expectations, and then tomorrow we also have club fair. And so every single person, if you have time, because the way that club fair is, it's like from 9 to like 3 is their setup time. And then so if you have like little breaks or just like a 2 hours in between class, like try to pop in and try to help them out. So the thing is, once again, right now we are aiming for the quad, and we're very optimistic that the quad will be where it is. But in the rare case that it won't be in the quad, it's gonna be all hands on deck. I'll send out an email, Director Hess will send out an email, and we're gonna have to take all the tables from the quad and bring it up to Waller. So it's gonna be all hands on deck. We're staying optimistic though. We feel very confident. We feel very confident that the quad's going to be intact and that it's not going to rain tomorrow. But in the rare case that does, please, I will be sending out a message, all hands on deck. Please try your best to find some time. Just in general, try to find some time to help them literally put tables up. It's like a very casual task that doesn't require too much, or just helping them move tables around. Whether it's going to be in the quad, whether it's across campus, and then into law, or whatever it is, please just try your best to see whatever windows of opportunity you have, and tell your other staff members to also see those windows of opportunity. Yes, Director Lee.
Director Lee, for the record, so as like departments, we're not tabling at club fair?
Unless you signed up already. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I mean, you could always like hop onto someone's table. Yeah, if you'd really like to. Yeah, you can hop on a director of our table. Yeah. And then the Glow Pack Festival will be Friday, so just the same just please make sure to go volunteer. And then Saturday is going to be a jam-packed day, so Pride's going to be in the morning, and then Running of the Wolves around the same time, but then more into the afternoon. And so all I'm going to say is that it really is supposed to be a reciprocal relationship. That's what this association is about. If you want to tell, if you want to ask people to go volunteer for your events, it means a lot more if they saw you show up for them as well. And so that's all I'm going to say. And then people notice, people remember who helped them in their times where they really needed the help. And so just make sure to be active and do unto others as you wish that they do unto you. And then we have Board of Regents next week, and so that means that a couple members of this cabinet are going to be out of town. So I'll be out of town, Ethan will, and then Naomi will be as well. And so therefore, it might take us just an extra minute or so to go reply to our emails because we'll be on the road, but for the most part, we'll still be pretty good at getting things done if you guys need some help getting things done. Yeah, so just keep sending your emails, it just might take a little bit longer. And also, financial reviews will be happening soon. I'm saying this on behalf of Chair Nicelli. So can I get a hand, which departments do you find, or who does financial reviews in here? Yes, I was going to say Government Affairs does. I think IDEA does financial reviews, programming, clubs and organizations, the vice president when it comes to NSI. Then I do it for a couple like different accounts as well. And so, and with that said, there's a new format to these financial reviews, and so if your department requires financial reviews, Chairman Selly has sent out some information. He basically outlines like week by week which departments he's going to be reviewing, so you already have an assigned date for that. And just make sure you go mark that on your calendar and be prepared for that. And he's also trying something new, and then I know that the people who are going next week is programming, and so for example, the accounts are being reviewed next week, like about a week or two in advance. Chair Maselli is going to go send out some information, and then he's going to send you out a form to go fill out, and that form just asks you like some really basic questions that are a little bit more abstract, and a lot of them are a little bit more abstract. It's just to kind of guide the conversation that Budget and Finance has, and so they're not asking like redundant questions. And also, it's just kind of standardizing the manner that financial reviews have been done in the past, and so it doesn't feel like it's like kind of daunting. You're like walking to a death sentence. That's not the intention at all. They're really just there to kind of look at your expenses and make sure that we're on the right track. And in fact, I would honestly say that Budget and Finance is supposed to be more helpful than anything, because like they're there and they're asking you if you need any help or if there's anything that can make the flow of your department financial-wise like be a lot more smooth. So they're actually really there to help. Any questions about financial reviews? All right, good. And just a couple more things. Now that we're in the swing of things, and then I'll review this again 2 weeks from now, I just really want to talk about attendance, and I'm going to be very hard. Like, I'm going to be very serious about the way that we do this from now on. And so please just listen up. So Senate meetings, now that the semester started, I think we all know the expectation for these. So when they are happening, though, on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m., come in person. And we've talked about this in the past, stay for at least public comment and all the cabinet reports. That was the expectation that we all agreed to, that you stay there for public comment, because sometimes kids will come to public comment in Senate to talk about things that your department's doing. It's just because Senate's the catch-all. And so you don't want to miss that opportunity. And you might think it's rare, but sometimes it happens and you just have no idea. And so stay for public comment and stay for the rest of your cabinet reports. Use your room of your peers, and so you want them to listen to you, and so you should also be listening to them. And also another thing is when you guys come in, I'm just gonna be super serious, the last thing that I wanna hear and the last thing that students who might be in public comment wanna hear is, gosh, I wish I wasn't here. Like, I will say, I quite frankly have no patience for people who walk into meetings with other people and say that they wish that they weren't there. I think it's quite dismissive of kind of that representative process, especially because of all the students who are in this room, also because we're there to communicate with the senators who were elected to represent people. So please walk in there with a good attitude. And I'm no longer going to be very strict about dress code, because I'm honestly just like, that's a really crazy thing to be strict about at this point. So wear your flip-flops. Yeah, wear your flip-flops. You guys can wear your flip-flops, but all I'm asking is just like, make sure to just, and so that's like the one, but then for the most part, I'm not requiring business casual, but please just remember the rules that we have. It's like, don't wear vulgar stuff on your t-shirts and stuff like that, and just try to avoid sweatpants still, but it's like, you guys could wear flip-flops, just make sure that it's appropriate. And every once in a while, I'm gonna be like, hey, we're gonna get a presentation from, I don't know, like the chancellor of the Board of Regents. Please make sure to come in business casual, or please make sure you go stay for the entire meeting, but I'll be able to tell you guys that well ahead of time. And then please remember cabinet. Now we're going to try to figure out a different date for the one to meet. I'll send that out. But then I know these first couple weeks are going to be funky just because of the nature of the first couple weeks of school. But then we're going to keep on track with that bi-weekly schedule. And just in a very general sense, I'm going to be very strict in excusing Senate or Cabinet absences. And so from now on, it's going to be very rare exceptions that you're excused from Senate or Cabinet. And I get that sometimes the excuse is like, I have work. Okay, well, these happen theoretically every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. And then so this is also your job. And also, I also get the concept of I'm overwhelmed. I understand that. And so sometimes if you feel like your workload is too much or you just have certain obligations that you feel like are becoming really heavy, you let me know that. But if you consistently say every single week, I'm too overwhelmed to go to Senate or Cabinet, I'm gonna have a one-on-one with you to see, because I think that just speaks a little bit more larger volumes about kind of your workload. And then so just know that the excuse of like, I'm overwhelmed, don't use that as your clutch, because you might get put into a different conversation about the situation that you're in and a more serious conversation. And so please make sure that when you're overwhelmed, you really are overwhelmed and you're ready to have that serious conversation as well. So we can talk about the workload and finding ways to manage that time better. And also, if you cannot go, Director Homan did the perfect thing today, especially, well, and I feel like also because we need pastor budget today, but then you would send your assistant director to go represent you on your behalf or someone who is subsidiary for you. And so, so like one of your other staffs, like for example, the assistant or like your assistant director or your advocacy director or something like that. So these are just a couple examples. And so someone should still be representing your department. Like there should still be 12 people inside this room talking in this environment. So yeah, make sure, and then just let us know ahead of time. And if you've exercised every single last resort for your proxy, just send in your report. Don't send it to the speaker, which I know we usually like to send these reports to the speaker, but then send it directly to DA Dietrich, Director Texan, and I, and I'll go into that in just a second, because this is a cabinet thing. And then, so please make sure you send your report to members of the cabinet, and that's your last resort. So that's why we'll say that is your last resort. I know in certain situations, like you guys don't exactly have like assistant directors or anything like that, and so that's why we'll have the discussion. And so if you do need to communicate your absences, your proxies, or if you're sending in a report, send in a group chat with Naomi, Gabby, and I. It's because like just the three of us usually handle like looking at reports. Sometimes one of us has to go do something, or sometimes one of us is like typing something else up. And so it's just so one of us can handle reading that report out loud. Does that make sense? And I'm going to be very strict on this, but I think structure is necessary in these environments, and so we're going to do that. But then, on a lighter note, we're going to have a lot of fun during Wolf It Down tonight, get some energy drinks, take a nap in between this meeting, because I think almost every single person, one way or another, is going to be, yeah, I think every person in here is going to Wolf It Down, right? Okay, awesome! That's really great. This is literally the best part. I feel like everyone talks about like their favorite AAC1 memory, and somehow Wolf It Down makes like its way in there, so it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, any questions? And then I'll go over it again 2 weeks from now once we go more in depth about cabinet expectations. All right, thank you guys. And then now we will move into old business for possible action. So I'll just talk about the mission and goals check-in. And so as we were talking about it during the cabinet retreat, we're now going to be jumping into that. So you guys will be booking about like 30-minute meetings with both me and Ethan, and then that's going to be taking place between September 15th to 20th, and so I'll be sending that out very soon, and I'll send it out as like a bookings page. And really the main focus is for us to be able to check in on the progress of your short-term goals that you guys outlined. And so we still have all of that in the box, we have your copies, and so we'll be checking that out. And so try to reflect on what your short-term goals are, and so you're ready to have this conversation. And then we'll also be talking about your game plan for your middle-term goals, and so also be ready to talk about that. And we're just going to also gather some more information, just like check in with the specific initiatives that we have, broader updates such as how are your staff doing, are your needs being met by the three different groups that we discussed during cabinet retreat, which is the Office of the President, how we can support you, how AAC1 can support you, and how the university can support you. And if you feel like it can improve, just let us know how it can improve. And then we'll also just be talking about miscellaneous projects and questions that you guys may have come up with, like since we've done these goals and mission statements. And so we'll just talk about that. We might discuss like some epic highs and epic lows and figure out how we could improve situations, figure out crisis management, figure out best practices or anything like that, or if there's any best practices that you do that you'd like us to share with others. And then you're really also just going to be talking about how Ethan and I and then Gabby and Naomi can support you guys' productivity and leadership. And it's just a general vibe check. And so this one's like 30 minutes long. When we get into the middle term ones, they'll probably be an hour and something like that. But if we go over time, we go over time. And so don't feel restricted. So it's really not supposed to be intimidating. It's just really supposed to be giving updates. Before these check-ins, I might send you guys the questions just ahead of time in case you feel super nervous, but I mean, they're really just prompting questions that allow you to take something, roll with, and talk about it, and share as much information as possible. And once again, I just want to remind you guys, like, my role as president is to help you guys, like, to provide oversight, but also provide resources to wherever you guys need it, because sometimes maybe I just have an extra contact that you guys needed. And we'll talk about that. That's pretty much what I have for you guys. And please be on the lookout for, first of all, that one to meet to figure out the new cabinet time. And then please also be on the lookout for that bookings page so you guys can schedule a meeting where we can check on all your short-term goals. But yeah, pull them up, reread them, look at your mission statements and stuff. And then now we'll be moving into new business, which is consideration of the budget for Safety Week. And so we'll be talking about that, and then I could allow a presentation from the Department of Wellness. So Lauren, if you want to just quickly share what the budget's looking like and what we're going to be passing.
Yeah. So Emily and I have come up with the budget. Most of it is kind of snacks that we're going to be handing out because a lot of our events are tabling. We're just trying to push as much information out about wellness as possible. And all of the snacks and stuff is just to grab people's attention. We also had about $200 for a book fair that we were going to do, but that actually fell through. So we do have that as extra money that we were going to just put into the miscellaneous. But right now, for the total budget, we're looking at about $1,197.26. And again, that's just mostly food, and then a good chunk of that is probably going to be extra money that we were going to save. So. All
right. Any questions?
Gabby, can you remind me again, do we have to make an amendment to their budget to move them to miscellaneous or no?
No.
Okay, sounds good then. So we're all good. I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for Safety Week.
So moved.
So moved by Director Texan. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, second by Director Navarte. And then, so with that, the motion carries and the budget is approved. And then now we'll be talking about Director Lee's budget. And so Director Lee, do you want to share with us?
Yeah, so basically for our budget, we, for our Adopt a Spot program, working with Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful, as the partnership, you have to get your own supplies, like trash picker-uppers, you know, garbage bags, gloves, work gloves, stuff like that. So we were planning on going through Home Depot and looking at that budget. That's looking at about $700-ish dollars. Now, we were going to speak with Home Depot to get those as donations. We're going to talk to them about that. But within talking to KTMB, we're trying to work some sort of donations if they could just give it to us. So we're actually, we want to pass this budget just in case those communications fall through, because now we're kind of hearing different things. So that's just kind of like a safety net, but ideally we're trying to get as many donations as possible for this, because it is a hefty amount of money. We don't want to, you know, donations are great. The other parts of the budget are just the tablings that we've been doing and whatnot. So, yes.
Any questions?
So $700, and is that going to be used one time, or like, is this reusable? Because you're doing multiple trash cleanups, right? So like, is this $700 like a one-time investment to do all of these trash cleanups?
Yes.
Or is it?
Yeah, so a lot of the things that we can get it from the Environmental Health and Safety on campus, or like the CSE. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the trash grabbers, obviously we want to have that because it's going to be a recurring thing that we want to do every year, every month. Mm-hmm. That'll just be it, and the Department of Sustainability will just have those things. So yes, it's just that one time, but yeah.
And then, so what's your total amount for the budget?
I put total for $810, but for those other things, those are just like the tabling, those are just snacks and whatnot. Those are obviously a lot cheaper through Sam's Club. But yeah, the bulk of it is that $600 for those trash grabbers. We're aiming to just get like 20, and they're like $30 each. So, but the people we're partnering with, KTMB, just recently told us that they can just give it to us. So we're gonna get that communication again and just, you know, make sure that happens. Yes.
And then for context, this is all coming from the Executive Board Outreach. Yeah, and then every single kind of area that's under the purview of that budget has been broken down, like meticulously. Like for example, like the athletics collaborations, the blue books that we usually purchase, like a couple for internship stuff where it's just like internship project or something like that. Those have been allocated, and so there's been money allocated towards the Department of Wellness, and then their Safety Week, and the Department of Sustainability, their SSW Week, but also just their miscellaneous stuff of whatever liberty they want to do. So that is all included in the way that they broke down their budgets. All right, so any more questions before we move into a vote? I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for the I'm a Sucker for Sustainability Tabling Adopt-a-Spot Monthly Cleanups.
So moved.
So moved by Director Taylor. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Director Navarte, who's done all the seconds of the day. All right, and then now we're just going to move into item 8, which is report on liaison committees. I'm not so sure if anyone has any reports for now. I might also just go over what the expectations are. So campus and different entities kind of want us to be student liaisons, and so for example, parking services, student health center, the student fee increase committee, and so they really just want us to bring that student perspective into those conversations. I've already texted this on the chat. So some of you have already called dibs or have been assigned to these, and there will also be more to come. So like some people I assigned like specific directors, like for example, the student fee increase was really aligned with wellness, and so I assigned the Department of Wellness, the parking board, it's like kind of about like parking ethics, and so I gave it to the director. Yeah, it's really like if you have a parking violation, like, and you want to contest it, like, it literally goes towards that board. So we gave that to Director Oster. But so there's like different things that just made a lot of sense, and so I'll either forward those emails or text on Teams, and so call dibs if you feel like they're fun, because like there's some really fun ones. Like, I feel like the parking services one's pretty fun. So yeah, just sign up for at least one of them. Again, they're pretty fun. And also sometimes a member of your department will be assigned to a liaison. Like for example, when it comes to Joe Crowley Student Union, we needed someone from programming and we need someone from clubs and orgs. And so they just sent like both of their assistant directors. And but then just keep in mind, if there's someone underneath you who is like participating in these committees, you're still responsible to oversee what those conversations look like and report back to us during these cabinet meetings what they ended up finding. And so what do you do as a liaison? First, you attend those meetings or make sure that your staff member is attending those meetings. And you'll know it's your staff member because I'm like, hey, Zina, can you send me like one of your staff like for this? And so you'll know that's your staff member. And second, represent ASU and the student body about these meetings. Third, if they require some homework, make sure to do it. Like sometimes they just ask you, like, can you share with ASU on this? Share with ASUN whatever you said that you'd share with ASUN. Or it's like sometimes like, can you do constituent work? And again, it's usually really aligned to like what you do. And then so be willing to do that constituent work, please. And then fourth, just send a report afterwards. And so please send Gabby and I like a quick email on what took place during that meeting. And so we have a written record so you can keep up to date that ASUN's not missing out on something. And it could either be your notes from the meeting, because usually when we're talking to people, we usually take notes. You could either send that to us or just a paragraph to sum it up. And fifth, just report it during these cabinet meetings. So again, these are happening every other week. And then so there will be a section where liaisons just give their updates or committees met. And so yeah, and then I'll run through each liaison meeting, liaison during the meeting. So for example, be like, does parking services have someone? Does the committee on the status of women have someone? Does facilities have someone, something? So that's just what we'll ask. And just remember, you need to communicate these findings. It's really important. Then now we'll move into kind of like the abstract section, which is upcoming executive branch initiatives. And so this is just open conversation. Does anyone have anything, or do you think we should have it?
Alright. Yeah. I think we all, Director Taylor for the record, but all of mine is in my report, and I think
all right, so all of us. Yeah, we'll probably just keep you here just in case like it's kind of like a moment where she forgets something. Yeah. Director Dietrich.
Just because this is gonna go in an email and Naomi is going to send it, because when she sends it, it's mandatory. Internship orientation is going to be October 11th, just to give people ample time to take off work on the majority of that day. It's likely going to be from 9 a.m. to maybe 4 p.m. is the slot we're like looking at right now. Yes.
October 11th is family weekend.
Oh my gosh, you are so right.
For all of Greek life,
the university.
And so I just am curious, like, because my family will
be
here.
To be honest,
my freshman will be here.
I gotta be. You know what? Now that you say that, that's why we didn't have it on that weekend last year. I couldn't figure out why we didn't do it earlier.
Also, because freshmen have.
Okay, yeah. So. Yes.
Oh, I just have another comment to make.
Can I make it? Well, Director, are you finished with your comments?
Yeah. Okay, with that said, because I was looking at two different dates, it's actually going to be October
18th then. So it's gonna be the following week. So, well, glad I didn't book anything out. So thank you for reminding me of that. I completely forgot.
All right, thank you, Director Dietrich. Any questions regarding that? All right, yes, Director Lee.
Director Lee, for the record, what's the theme?
Guys, it's gonna be Survivor themed, and yes, we're going all in.
Okay. Alright. Alright, and then Director Sullivan.
So next week is recruitment, and since I'm our VP recruitment, I'll be in every single one of the rounds, so please reach out to my AD and not me, because I will not be on my laptop until probably like 2 or 3 a.m. And at that point, please just reach out to my AD unless it's like an emergency.
And then Prison Ogmont for the record, and then probably just put you in a group chat maybe, like if someone needs to reach out, you and Kira.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good then.
Yeah. All right, anyways, that's
any other things? See, this section was helpful. Okay, this is good. Okay, yeah. I was like getting ready to cut it. I'm like, okay, we can keep it for now. All right, and then any public comment?
Sorry, Director Navarte. Okay, we'll move back up to executive recognition. Oh, public comment. Okay, yeah, you could go ahead. Great job, you guys, for doing such a great job just letting us know. Yes, and we need to pat ourselves on the back. Yes, go pat yourself. Yes, yeah. All right, is there any more public comment this time?
All right, then with that being said, I adjourn this meeting at 5:29 p.m. in the Frankie Student Public Presence Conference Room. Sorry, like this is supposed to be like a quick little meeting, but since we didn't have Senate.